Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we have Guy Sermon back on the show. Guy is an outstanding French economist. Of the right out of the cloth, cut out of the same cloth as Tocqueville, Bastiat, and so many other great French economists. Unfortunately, you know, the French don't, France doesn't listen to these minds as much, these great minds as much as they should have. Guy is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, and he's also the author of a number of books, including Economics Does Not Lie, including The Empire of Lies, The Truth About China in the 21st Century. And I'm very happy to say he's a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, Guy Sermon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, but you're not in France today. You're in New York.
I happen to be in New York. I'm not yet a political refugee. I'm just traveling in the United States.
Well, you know, based on your thinking about the marketplace, Guy, and the way Europe has been over the last few years, Europe, do you ever wonder if they're going to let you come back?
Well, they do. I mean, they are, or Europe is still democratic, but they, it's an uphill battle against the state bureaucrats because they are using the current crisis to seize more power. The debate, you know, around the crisis is not that much about economy. It's much more about political power. So they resist this French tradition of free market. And true enough, we have another tradition in Europe where the state is very strong. So this battle for ideas is essential. And the economy will be a consequence of who wins this battle for ideas.
You know, Guy, you just said Europe. But the truth is you could have said what you said without mentioning any country or region. And some people in America would have thought you were talking about America when you're talking about taking advantage of this crisis to increase the control of the government over people.
Yes,
a lot of people in America think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, and I like to react to that because when I come to the United States, I'm so surprised. You know, this country has been created by entrepreneurs. I mean, it's fundamentally a country rooted in entrepreneurship and innovation. And when I discovered that in the United States, I mean, the state bureaucrats and politicians are using the kind of argument which we have in Europe, I mean, it's very weird because your civilization is really based on entrepreneurship. And to deny that and to increase the power of the state in the United States is really so, I would say, un-American in a way.
Do you think, I think that's the reason why we're seeing Americans rising up and attending all these town hall meetings this is what's behind the tea parties and more people being kind of proud to be independents rather than Republicans or Democrats. What do you think?
Well, I think that they are really independent, and these people are rebelling against government. I think it's not about politics. It's really about the essence of the American civilization.
Yeah.
I think that people in town hall meeting, they understand what's best for the United States much better than some bureaucrats in Washington, which seem to me to be like foreigners in their own country.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me, I said this earlier, the previous guest, Richard Rawson, Guy, there's a quote from one of the inaugural addresses of President Abraham Lincoln, where he talked about appealing to our to our better angels.
Yes.
Appealing to the nature of our better angels. And I think that's what you've been talking about. The idea of being independent, about being an entrepreneur. Those are the better angels, I think, of Americans. And I think we need to focus more on that, don't you?
They are the better angels, and they built this country. And right now, I mean, talking about the current crisis, I mean, the only way to get out of the crisis is to liberate entrepreneurship, to reduce taxes and regulation. The only people who can create jobs in America are the small entrepreneurs and not the state. I mean, I was shocked also by President Obama's declaration saying that he has created 2 million jobs, I mean, with taxpayers' money. How many jobs would have been created without the stimulus? Probably much more.
Probably a lot more. Stand by, Guy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20-tail Guy Sermon is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And my blog is there as well. And this today, the new blog post is about small business and banking relationships. I hope you'll check that out as well. And don't forget to leave a comment when you get a chance if you feel so motivated. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Guy Sermon is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Guy is a Frenchman. But he's in England. I mean, he's in New York, I should say, right now. And Guy is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. He also writes for City Journal. Many of you who read that publication see his publications all the time. He's the author of a number of books, including Economics Does Not Lie. And now, Guy, your book, The Empire of Lies: The Truth About China in the 21st Century. There's something big happening on that right now, isn't there?
Well, yes and no. I mean, everything what's happening in China is big because China is big. But there is also a lot of exaggeration.
Hold that thought. Isn't your book coming out in a pocket version?
This week.
This week. Okay, that's what I meant. Yeah. I want to hold off on the China thing. I want to get to that before we do. I just want to mention, folks, that you can buy the pocket version of Guy's book. The Empire of Lies, and wherever books are sold. Guy, is there any other website you'd like for us to go to?
No, just go to the City Journal website, and anything I write and publish can be found on the cityjournal.org website.
And that's City-Journal. Is it City-Journal?
Dash, yes.
Yeah, City-Journal.org. So right. Check that out, folks. And along with a number of other of our brain trusts who are writers for that publication. Guy, I want to stick with Europe for just a minute before we move to China and compare. I want to compare Europe and America right now. It seems to me that there's a day of reckoning coming in Europe where they're going to have the European countries, the Eurozone is going to have to make a decision about whether they want to try to stay with the heavy nanny state kind of quasi-socialism that they've had for the last 50, 60 years, if they can sustain that, or if they need to move more towards a more laissez-faire, I guess I should say.
Yes.
And it seems like the United States, the politicians at least, are trying to move us more toward the way Europe has been. Am I correct in that assessment?
You are correct. I mean, the debate is the same on both sides of the Atlantic. I mean, in the case of Europe, I mean, the real problem of the Eurozone, you know, it's not the Greek debt. This is not a major problem. It can be solved. The major problem is that are we able in Europe, I mean, to reconnect with our entrepreneurship spirit? Are we able to deregulate and to let, you know, new entrepreneurs create businesses, create jobs, and create high growth? This is a condition to reimburse our debts, which are enormous. So it's not a technical debate about the euro. It's a spiritual, in a way. It's a spiritual debate on whom we trust. Do you trust the government or do you trust the entrepreneur? This is the only valid debate at the moment, same as in the U.S.
One of the things that you were quoted recently by Bret Stephens in the Wall Street Journal, I'm going to read the quote here that he has for you. He says that the free market, you said, is perceived as fundamental to America, while statism is the ultimate form of patriotism. You go on to say that in Europe, sometimes pro-business, that European politics is pro-business, but rarely pro-markets. What do you mean by that?
People like me, defending free market in Europe and explaining that the free market is a long European tradition, we tend to be treated as non-patriots, as pro-American, and to get rid of us and to get rid of our ideas. And also, the government in Europe, they like, some big business. In France is dominated by 40 big enterprises. Therefore, there can be strong connection between the government and big business. But in fact, if you look at our tradition, small business has been the engine of growth in France. Small business is the only sector where jobs are created. So what I try to do in France and other countries in Europe is to come back to our real tradition of entrepreneurship, which is part of our history.
Do you see the political tide moving in that direction now with Sarkozy in France and Merkel in Germany and others? Do you see that
there being a slight movement back toward your roots? No, not really. We hope for that. But because of the crisis, it seems easier for governments to bring more power to the bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. And so it's very disappointing the way the crisis has been managed in Europe. It has not been managed in a free market spirit. It has been managed in a bureaucratic spirit.
What you're saying is the thing that entrepreneurs should fear the most on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean are politicians.
Absolutely. They are politicians, and I think what the entrepreneur should understand and should say...
Notice, folks, I didn't mention a party. I just said politicians.
No.
Go ahead,
it has nothing to do with party because, Merkel and Sarkozy are conservative, and they have exactly the same policy as the Obama administration. So it's really a struggle between entrepreneurs and bureaucrats and politicians.
We've got to take back our country from the politicians.
Yes, sure.
That's what we've got to do. Hold on to that thought, Guy. I've got to take a quick break. I've got to turn this over to sell some things. We'll be right back, folks. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.